Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, Using My Position as a University Professor to Clarify the Truth.
China Fahui, Using My Position as a University Professor to Clarify the Truth. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm a university professor. I started to practice Falun Dafa in May of 1996. I would like to share my recent cultivation experiences and report to Master. Under Master's compassionate care, I have cultivated for 17 years. I've experienced joy, the pain of getting rid of attachments, and sometimes confusion during tribulations. I've become diligent again after understanding where I fell short. To answer the call for the China Fahui, I've summarized my path of cultivation. Sometimes I haven't done well, and sometimes I've lagged behind Master's requirements. As a particle of Dafa, I know I should support our Minghui sharing platform. I reminded myself to not just be a bystander, but to have the courage to talk about my experiences and report to Master and share with fellow practitioners. Becoming a teacher. My becoming a teacher was arranged by Master. My mother said that not long after I was born, my grandma took me to visit the neighbors. One man was a fortune teller. He said, "What a pretty girl. She will be a teacher." He added, "Not a doctor, but a teacher." Throughout my childhood, my mother kept urging me to study hard. I was finally admitted to the teacher's school and fulfilled my dream of becoming a teacher, which was Master's arrangement. Since ancient times in China, teachers were always respected because they were entrusted with the responsibility of educating the next generation. Unfortunately, after the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, usurped power, teachers were vilified and their roles were compromised. Teachers became mere mouthpieces for the CCP. Because the party so thoroughly brainwashed them, they never realized how much damage they were doing to the future generations. Even from network reports, we can see that teaching in China is now viewed as an unsavory career. Doesn't this explain the problem? Under the rule of the CCP, everything is rotten, so everything will be disintegrated as the old universe disintegrates. Into this world without hope, Master came. Falun Dafa brings China and the world infinite hope. Even people who have been brainwashed and are atheists can be renewed and witness miracles. Such a great Buddha Fa is right in front of us. Falun Dafa gives us wisdom. Master cleanses our bodies and minds. I feel the burden of my responsibility because in the teaching profession, we have to remain free from the control of the CCP and clarify the truth to our students. However, the venom produced by the CCP pervades all of society, and all kinds of rules, both stated and unstated, serve to intimidate teachers. Clarifying the truth in the classroom. Over the years, I have been telling the facts about Falun Gong in the classroom. My students have responded in various ways. Some shouted, "Overthrow the Communist Party." Some classes applauded and had a lively discussion. Unfortunately, I did not always talk about the importance of withdrawing from the CCP and its youth organizations. Although students understood some things about the persecution, they did not always understand why quitting the party was important for their safety. I wished to pave the way for their salvation. Later, when other practitioners clarified the truth, the students would readily withdraw from the CCP. I later realized I had an attachment. Thus, I studied the Fa diligently and strengthened my righteous thoughts. I understood that doing the three withdrawals is one of the basic conditions for salvation. If they missed their opportunity to understand the truth, they might never have another chance. In one of my classes, I told the students, Today, I'm not going to give a lecture based on the textbook. Please listen to me and make a judgment based on my lecture. This issue is extremely important for each of us, and I hope everyone listens carefully. The students quickly put away their cell phones and other stuff and sat up straight. I said, "The rise and fall of a nation lies in the quality of its education. So what kinds of problems exist in our educational system in China? We use the cramming method of teaching, filling in, memorizing by rote, and giving the standard answer. Kids in China are trained to do well on tests, but that's not an education. Nowadays, students have lost the ability to think for themselves, particularly in this society, where morality has degenerated. They don't have the ability to tell right from wrong. This is the reason why people are deceived and misdirected." I gave them an example. In a laboratory experiment, which one will burn faster? A Sprite bottle filled with gasoline, hair, or clothes? Some students said the Sprite bottle. Others said skin and hair. I next asked, which would burn first, hair or clothes? They all replied, hair. Well, haven't we all seen the Tiananmen Square self-immolation? Some students said, I saw the TV program in primary school. I said, then we should pay attention to Wang Jindong in the self-immolation. His clothes were badly burned, but his Sprite bottle filled with gasoline was not burned at all. How could that be? Wang Jindong's skin is burned and dark, but his hair was not burned because he still clearly has inch-long black hair after the fire. How is that possible? Are we wrong, or was the video altered to trick us? Let us think for ourselves. When scientific facts are mixed with political issues, why can't people see the truth? You believe in science, but blindly accept the lie? Or are we blinded by the authorities? You can tell from this video that the Chinese people's thinking falls into a fatal blind spot, and this blind spot is deliberately created by the CCP. Most Chinese people do not believe this fraud. Few people believe that this is false. Even if they found the flaws, they did not dare to say a word. But people outside of China immediately had a lot of questions when they saw the same video, such as the presence of the intact plastic Sprite bottle after the fire, inch-long hair unburned, a victim singing after a tracheotomy, police with handy fire extinguishers, and so on. They were able to verify that this self-immolation was actually staged. Foreigners actually know a great deal about Falun Gong and think it is very good. Many Chinese people have been deceived and believe the CCP's propaganda, so they hate Falun Gong. They don't want to know more about Falun Gong, and they do not even listen to the truth. Let us think about it another way. The government sacrificed human lives to deceive its people. What do you think? One student replied, horrible. Who should we believe? Please give us another chance. I started to explain the truth in more detail. The CCP political campaigns are miscarriages of justice. The Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution that destroyed traditional Chinese culture, the killing of unarmed students in 1989, and the persecution of Falun Gong that began in 1999. I told them about Falun Gong's miraculous healing powers, about how people become fit and their moral standards are raised. I also told them how it has been embraced around the world. Finally, I said, this class will be over soon. Everyone listened very carefully. Do you understand what I am saying? The students said they did. We'll do a little quiz. Everyone, close your eyes and don't peek. If you want to quit the CCP organizations, please raise your hand. It was very quiet in the classroom. No one moved. 5 seconds later, I said, open your eyes now. They opened their eyes and looked around. They did not talk. I said, you have chosen the wrong side. The students said, we don't dare to raise our hands. I said, why are you afraid of what's right? That's the choice we must make. If you choose what is right, you will have a bright future. It was just a test. If someone gives you a Falun Gong brochure, don't refuse it. It will help you choose a bright future. The class was over. Some students said, "Teacher, please give us another chance. I'll raise my hand." I said, "Okay, I'll help you quit the CCP. One student told me, "Teacher, I know Falun Gong. I practiced before. I can do the sitting meditation." After class, I was really upset because the students had listened to the facts very carefully, but they hesitated to raise their hands. Why? I reflected on my cultivation and found some problems. First, I didn't send righteous thoughts before the class, and my righteous thoughts were not strong because of my fear. I worried that they would be against quitting the party. I remembered Master mentioned, quote, "The appearance stems from the mind," end quote, Fa teaching given at the Epoch Times meeting. I guessed the result was caused by my Xinqing and reflected a weakness in my cultivation. The choice. On the last class of the semester, I told my students, "The semester will be over soon. I have another responsibility and wish to show you some materials. Please complete the questionnaire based on the materials." I put the truth clarification materials with a blank page on top of the front desk. The paper was divided into three columns: Chinese Communist Party member, Communist Youth League, Young Pioneer. I said, "Whoever wishes to withdraw, please put your name in the proper column. Then fold your name so that others cannot see it." The classroom was very quiet. Everyone was very serious. Some of them asked me questions and I answered them. Some withdrew, some hesitated, but every student read the informational materials. Of 30 students, 12 withdrew. I was so happy because they are saved. I appreciate Master's help and encouragement. One student who had withdrawn from the party before came to visit me. He had graduated and now has a master's degree. He said that when he was studying for his master's degree, his teacher urged him to join the CCP so that he could easily find a job. He did not join, but now he was trying to find a job and it was difficult because he did not belong to the CCP. I told him, "You made the right choice to withdraw from the party. After people join the party, it controls them. Isn't it good to be able to see through its evil nature? It looks very powerful now, but its end is near." He thought what I said was reasonable, and he eventually found a good job. One of my students often skipped classes. One day I saw him and called him to my office. I asked him why he skipped classes. He said, "My father was in a car accident, so I spent a lot of time in the hospital. My mother was very sick, so I had to work to earn money." I said, "I will share a book with you, but you have to return it to me. You can find your spiritual support." Several days later, he told me, "This is a great book. I gave it to my mom." I told him about the importance of withdrawing from the party organizations, and he decided to quit. Balancing family relationships. My relatives experienced Dafa's compassion. My mother-in-law has three sons. Unfortunately, they always argued about how to take care of her. They didn't talk to each other. I saw their conflict and did my best to compassionately help resolve it. After my father-in-law passed away, my mother-in-law moved in with us. She's very stubborn and has some bad habits that are difficult to change. My husband always shouts at her. Although I remained calm, I was furious inside. Whenever I got mad, I remembered Master's Fa and became peaceful. My brother-in-law did not care about his mother, and his wife was very angry that our mother-in-law was sick. But I tried to compassionately deal with this issue. One day, my mother-in-law fell and broke several bones, so she had to stay in bed. I had to work during the day and took care of her at night. Since she could barely move, I helped her bathe and clean up. Resolving resentment through compassion. After my mother-in-law fell, she stayed in my home for 6 months and then moved to my brother-in-law's home. He and his family did not take very good care of her, and my husband was really mad. As a practitioner, I knew I should play a positive role. I talked with my brother-in-law's wife. She told me that my husband had hurt her so much, and she started to cry. I held her hand and said, "He's actually nice, but when he gets mad, He doesn't think about what he's saying. His words have hurt me many times. After I started cultivating in Falandafa, I only focused on his positive side, and I forgave him. After we talked for a couple more hours, she was not upset anymore, and she wanted my mother-in-law to stay at her home. I really appreciate Master's help. Dafa's compassion helped us to dissolve our resentment. In 2012, my mother-in-law's brother passed away. We drove 200 miles to see her. I took very good care of her, and all of the relatives noticed it. When we got home, my husband said, "Did you hear? Aunt really praised you." 2 years ago, my aunt visited my mother-in-law. She stayed in my home for several days and saw how I treated my mother-in-law. She called me and said, "Your mother-in-law is so lucky to have you with her." Falandafa is great. I heard that my classmate's husband was diagnosed with cancer, so I went to see them. When I told them about the illegal persecution, her husband showed me a Falandafa symbol. He told me that someone gave it to him when he was working out of town. I was very excited and told him, "That's great, you'll be safe." He agreed and said, he repeats, "Falandafa is great. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is great. Every day." He said, "I recovered and I can now do some work. My wife and I also do the exercises." I've truly experienced Dafa's compassion. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is like a seed growing in our hearts. Thank you, Master, for your compassionate salvation. Hushu.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.